Voters in California legalized recreational marijuana back in November, meaning Californians can legally put up to 6 marijuana plants on their private property. But a lengthy permit process means the first retail stores probably won't open until 2018. We spoke with the first cannabis editor for the San Francisco Chronicle, David Downs, in advance of this ballot measure about the rapidly changing marijuana world across his state and across the world. Takeaway producer Isabel Angel is not our cannabis editor, but she is a native Californian and spoke to Downs about what this law means for her state of California.
On November 8th, about 56% of California voters voted to pass Proposition 64, which legalizes personal possession, use, transportation, gifting, and growing of marijuana for adults 21 and over. And it also kicks off a round of regulation and taxation for our state's robust multi-billion dollar cannabis industry. So over the next year and a half, state and local regulators will be erecting a regulatory regime that'll hand out licenses to growers, distributors, retailers, everyone in the supply chain to create a tracked, controlled, licensed supply chain of cannabis that'll be sold to consumers starting as soon as January 1st, 2018.
And who are going to be the people tasked with doing these things?
In California, we have a really unique dual licensing structure. So cities and counties are in the driver's seat. They get to decide how much or if any medical cannabis or recreational cannabis activity they want to occur with the license in their jurisdiction.
So could we see really different ways of implementation in different parts of the state? You know, like the liberal areas could see an explosion of this, and in other, you know, more conservative areas, could we see less?
Yes, it's going to exactly be like the end of alcohol prohibition in terms of having wet and dry counties. I don't know if you've ever traveled across America and gone into a county with completely different alcohol control laws than other places. You're going to see a similar patchwork across California where we'll have jurisdictions, especially in the inland areas, the more conservative and rural areas, which will allow none or very little licensed activity. And then on the progressive areas in the coasts or up in the pot-growing heartland of America, Humboldt County, those groups are rushing forward to license and regulate a bunch of activity. Cities and counties are beginning to compete for the cannabis industry's, you know, money and trying to get the tax revenue that's associated with it. So, for example, little tiny desert towns like Adelanto and Cathedral City are licensing these mega farms and warehouses that are literally pushing out big defense contractors that want to make drones out there versus, you know, tons of little bedroom communities. They're saying, we don't want any of that. Keep that out of our quaint little town.
And how much money is this expected to make in California?
I saw a statistic yesterday where a researcher estimated that during the first year of legal sales in California, that'll be 2018, the state could make $777 million in cannabis taxes. That's just the taxes. I've also seen researchers say that the whole statewide industry could do $7.6 billion in sales by the year 2020. And that's just direct retail sales. That's not wholesale sales or the economic multiplier of all the other inputs that go into the industry.
And what about, you know, under a Trump administration, are we going to be seeing any effects on how this could be implemented going forward?
Sure, that's the $20 billion question in America right now, and everyone is furiously shaking their magic eight ball and looking for an answer. But the reality is we don't really know. President-elect Trump has said on the campaign trail that he's a states' rights guy who supports medical marijuana, but he's been stocking his cabinet with some of the more hardline anti-marijuana people in Washington, D.C. That includes his pick for Attorney General, Senator Jeff Sessions of Alabama, who's on record as saying, quote, good people don't smoke marijuana. And that's significant in a country where 61% of Americans support legalization and something like 80% support medical marijuana. Some of his other picks have been equally a letdown to the cannabis community, but they're hoping that the states' rights pro-business side of the administration trumps the more conservative, reactionary, anti-marijuana, anti-civil liberties urges that they might feel.
David Downs is the cannabis editor for the San Francisco Chronicle. David, thanks so much.
Thanks so much, Isabel.
I'm David Remnick, host of the New Yorker Radio Hour. There's nothing like finding a story you can really sink into that lets you tune out the noise and focus on what matters. In print or here on the podcast, The New Yorker brings you thoughtfulness and depth and even humor that you can't find anywhere else. So please join me every week for The New Yorker Radio Hour, wherever you listen to podcasts.